All right. Singing the blues today on Brad's Vinyl. And I am Brad of the Bone, where we play my eclectic collection of vinyl LPs from classic rock, acid rock, blues rock, heavy metal, rockabilly, new age, new wave, and more, as I burn them to digital and let you listen to them on Brad's Vinyl. Yeah. We are playing the blues today, singing the blues out of 1968. Ian Anderson, Mick Abrams, and the rest. The very first LP by Jethro Tull. Yeah. Some bluesy. Definitely blues influence there in this first LP. Very different from the later Jethro Tull album. So, we'll talk more about that at the intermission. Let's get on into side A right now here on Brad's Vinyl of Jethro Tull. This was...
face together. I get up and leave this place. I don't believe your cry, there'll be a smile upon your face. I didn't think how much you hurt me. Something I laugh about, bringing the good times, baby, and let the bad times out.
Woman, I wake up early, want this soon. visit you down the beggar's farm. Thank you.
The Serenade, to a cuckoo. That's a cover of the Roland Kirk piece, Serenade to a Cuckoo. And actually, that's the first song that Ian Anderson first ever learned to play on the flute. So it didn't sound like an easy one to learn either, or easy one to play. So how about that? Ian Anderson and the cover version. I am Brad to the Bone. You are listening to Brad's Vinyl right here on Kill Radio or on podcast, depending on your choice. And we just finished up side one of the debut LP by Jethro Tull. We started out with My Sunday Feeling, and then Someday the Sun Won't Shine for You, a very bluesy piece there, and showing their roots in R&B. Beggar's Farm was next, and Beggar's Farm is the first track, actually, in my opinion, that I can actually hear the classical sound of Ian Anderson's vocals. It's very distinct that he is singing on that one, as opposed to Move On Alone, the next track, written by Mick Abrahams and lead vocals by Mick Abrahams. That's the only studio track Jethro Tull ever recorded where Ian Anderson was not the lead vocalist. And Mick Abrahams, well-produced piece, actually. I like that track, Move On Alone. And then, of course, finishing up with Serenade to a Cuckoo, Cuckoo, Cuckoo. So, yeah, Jethro Tull. Jethro Tull, starting out way back in the early years, 1967, and three of them went to grade school together, grammar school, actually, together. Ian Anderson and Jeffrey Hammond and John Evan all went to the same grammar school back in Blackpool. Anderson being a Scotman, born in Dunfermline, Scotland. Moved to Blackpool in 1960. And John Evan kind of pushing the start of the band, being influenced by things like The Animals. Yeah. And they picked up Barrymore Barlow for drumming. And they had a number of... They had trouble getting repeat bookings, so they changed their name frequently. Name of the band, you know, from the John Evan band to Navy Blue. They were called Ian Henderson's Bag of Nails at one time. And Candy Color Rain. And, well, they... You know, I guess like any most bands have a little bit of a rough start, so this was, that was, and kind of a play on words in their LP, actually. There's some interesting narrative there. Maybe I'll read that. I actually have never done that before on Brad's Vinyl. Read something right out of the LP. There's a little description written inside the jacket. And let's see, it says, what does it say? Okay, Move On Alone is one of Mick's. It's designed to be pleasant and loose, and it is. Has weird trumpets and things, arranged by David Palmer, which we slipped in without Mick's noticing. Mick plays a 9-string guitar, which is a 12-string guitar with 3 strings missing or something like that. And Serenade to the Cuckoo is, of course, the Roland Kirk one, which was the first thing Ian learned to play on the flute. We already discussed that. And Dharma for One, that's coming up on side two, zooms along, you know, and contains the claghorn. Now, the claghorn is Jeffrey Hammond made this instrument, actually, called the claghorn. Ian Anderson plays it. And old Clive has a bit of a bash. And it, Cat Squirrel is here because people like it. And Terry, I guess that's Terry's their producer, just muttered something about it being representative of their musical style, which is bull, of course. And a song for Jeffrey that's on there as well. He says he is one of us but doesn't really play anything. He makes bombs and things. Round is musically goodbye or something like that, with Ian Anderson actually playing piano. Well, so this was commenced on Thursday, the 13th of June, and was finished on Friday, the 23rd of August in 1968. This was how we were playing then, but things change, don't they? All right. What else do we want to know? Well, we've discussed on Brad's Vinyl before. Jethro Tull, the final name of the band. They're settling on the name Jethro Tull. Jethro Tull was an English agricultural pioneer, actually, from the 18th century. And invented and perfected a horse-drawn seed drill back in the 1700s that sowed the seeds in neat rows. And later developed a horse-drawn hoe and so on and so forth. So, yeah, that's who Jethro Tull was. I am Brad of the Bone. We will move right into Side B now, I guess, of the debut LP by Jethro Tull, This Was. That's interesting. Little instrumental ending song, kind of like a wrapping up the LP, I don't know, round. It's a collaboration of all of them, actually. Anderson, Abrams, Clive Bunker, and Glenn Cornick. I am Brad to the Bone, and I hope you enjoyed listening to Brad's vinyl. That was side B of the debut LP by Jethro Tull, This Was. And starting out with Dharma for One. That's one of their staples that they played in concerts many, many times. And then moving into It's Breaking Me Up, an Ian Anderson piece. Very bluesy. That's so bluesy. It's Breaking Me Up. Yeah. Cat's Squirrel. And again, that's the one that's typical of the band. Very rock and roll, Cat's Squirrel. A song for Jeffrey Hammond. That was written for Jeffrey Hammond, the guy who doesn't really play anything but makes bombs and stuff. And then finishing up with Round, instrumental. Well, that was how Jethro Tull was sounding back then. This was. And things changed, didn't they? I'm Brad of the Bone. Hope you enjoyed listening to today's Brad's Vinyl of Jethro Tull. We'll see you next time.